sir, we promised you a great main event here tonight.
WrestleMania!
WrestleMania in front of us!
Midge.
Male.
Mushroom.
Midge.
It's still rooted.
Midge.
Male.
Mushroom.
Midge.
It's still rooted.
Shout out to that guy,
Greg. I like a delicious chicken.
It was Repug.
It's professional. Wrestling.
Hey, is that Andrew Goldstein?
Hey, whoa, hey. I'm alive.
Hey.
Where's Shoemaker?
Oh, we're going to be waiting for a long time for Davis Shoemaker. By the way, I've already started the podcast, guys. The intro's already played. We are off to the races already. So I just want everyone to know
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, we've been super negative for the last 10 minutes.
All right. I'm glad you got
all the good stuff.
I'm glad you got all of your negative energy out. So let's take a roll call here. Stat guy Greg?
Here.
Wow. The king of delicious chicken is in the building.
Oh, yeah.
Brian Dipperstein from the Palace in Los Angeles?
Poe.
Nice Hebrew.
That's Hebrew for present.
Very, very
well played.
Good. Yeah, Hebrew school throwback. Andrew Goldstein, Andrew Gold?
From a undisclosed location, we relocated, and I am coming to you live from...
Parts unknown to Jace?
Parts unknown to Jace.
I know exactly where I think that is. And Zacharias Linder?
Yeah, I'm down here in Tampa. I can't wait for the big show.
Now... I hope my guy Rasan is here recording the video already. I told my buddy who works at Hot to come record videos.
So. Linder, you have to point to the sign.
Oh, and everyone. Oh, look at that. Your arm disappeared. Oh, wait. Someone's phone is vertical. Which of you has a vertical phone? Go sideways.
That's me. How do I do that?
There you go. Look at you. Look at you.
Beautiful.
And the old guy in the room is Ange Gold. Well, guys,
you like my beard?
It's Linder or Jace. I mean, it's not bad. It's way better than I can do.
Who's going with boredom?
Dipperstein, are you moments from death?
I mean, I'm drinking a beer and I'm eating an entire bag of chips. What are your thoughts?
It's called every time I'm there, every minute that I spend
at your
house.
Chips, dude, the chips are like the most like pretentious. Style of chip. Oh, it's a buffalo. Never mind.
What do you think? I eat regular Lay's and then regular crinkle crap.
You're not an Utz man.
This is an $11 bag of chips.
price.
Yeah, stop yourself, Linder.
Stop yourself.
You know better than that. By the way, Dipperstein has been eating so many chips. The chip thing is out of control.
I'm one of the biggest chip guys in the business.
I respect it.
Everybody knows.
Yeah.
From the looks of things, it looks like Peter's landing some planes.
What? What's behind me?
No, it's just your headset is pretty mage.
Oh, thank you very much. All right. Well, you know, I'm doing the radio stuff so much that and it's still not really helping that much. My back was hurting from constantly leaning into the microphone. So I spend entirely too much money on this headset. Because I'm 8 hours a day sitting in my house doing radio. And now extra time because it's Mania.
I'm watching the Orient Express versus the Rockers right now at WrestleMania 6.
Ooh.
That's just on constant loop in your house, right?
It is.
I was going to say, how many times have you watched that so far?
It's the crescent kick of the cinch.
Shout out to Paul Diamond and Pat Tanaka.
All right, so let's start off on a positive note, not because I'm a shill who's working – the kickoff show on Saturday and Sunday, not because of that, but just for the sake of us, you know, trying to make the most of this situation, because I think we would all agree we'd all be thrilled if somehow Manny was really good this weekend. What is out there? We'll go to Dipperstein last. I know he's going to struggle the most. I'll start with you, Goldstein, just because you're adjusting your camera right now. What is out there on the Mania card that you think could go really well and you could end up enjoying?
With the caveat that I don't know what a Boneyard match is, I am pretty excited for AJ versus The Undertaker. I like that I like that the story has touched a personal side of The Undertaker, and it sort of forced him to come back to the American Bad, like a new version of the American Badass Taker, which I'm on record as saying was my favorite version.
You love the Badass.
And so I just think it's a huge moment for AJ Styles, who like I feel like I've been watching for sort of, you know, invested sort of 15 years in watching him like through the TNA days and then the Japan days, and now he's here. And this is a huge moment, like to cap off that dude's career to get to wrestle Undertaker. So I'm excited for that.
My hope is with that match, is that whatever Boneyard means, it means that they shot it outside the studio and that it allows them to sort of cover up a little bit for Undertaker and sort of have some flexibility with.
How dare you?
With light. And I mean, the man's 50 something years old.
I think it's going to be a rib eating contest. That's what I'm sensing it's going to be. They're going to give them ribs and they're going to see how many,
it's either a rib eating contest or it's in the accessories section at Petco.
Yeah. Do you feel like in Undertaker's promo that he was hinting at having some help? When he said he mentioned something about like the three faith,
the Holy Trinity or something like that.
The Holy Trinity, yeah. Because AJ is going to have backup, obviously, at some point of Gallows and Anderson. Do you think we're going to see a Kane?
Yes.
Do you think we're going to see somebody else? Maybe.
Well, that's been one theory. The other theory is that it's going to be American Badass. Ministry Taker and like original Undertaker.
Guys,
what like guys. Teleporting like Matt Hardy, like
three not, faces of Foley
okay,
style.
Okay. Nothing's gonna happen, okay? What the hell are you talking about?
Well, I think you don't think Kane's showing up? I think Kane's showing up.
No Kane.
No Kane. Kane has to show up.
Okay.
Why is Kane showing up?
Why would he not show up? There's no.
Paul Bearer has a better chance of showing up than Kane.
Well, that. Okay. But I think it's you're acting as if pulling Kane out would be like such a huge risk creatively. I mean, why wouldn't they bring Kane out?
They're just not going to give us anything. It's not going to happen. It's going to be bare bones. Unintended.
Bare bones.
Vince is going to love this Mania watch
because Kane is a public official.
They should call it a bare boneyard match. That's what it should be called.
Wow. Dip coming with the Dip prepared. He wrote one liner.
SGG.
We wrote a couple of them.
SGG. Okay. We know that you already think this is going to be a top five WrestleMania of all time.
Easily, easily.
What match?
That is such an SGG take.
What? Easily. What match are you most excited about?
I'm with Goldstein. I think that any of the matches that they don't do in the ring are going to end up being mage because they can shoot them and like work around different things. So I'm looking forward to the Funhouse match. John Cena and Bray Wyatt for that same reason. Yeah,
like Piper versus Goldust.
I watched that this week, and the funniest thing about Piper Goldust is that when they eventually end up in the ring at the end of the match, and Goldust kisses Piper, in response to being kissed, freaks out and gets him back by grabbing his Johnson, smacking his ass, and ripping his clothes off, which I was confused by.
That's the Holy Trinity.
I know that's what I do. If when I go out and someone hits on me and makes me uncomfortable, what I do is I take it 8 steps further with them. I think that's the only way that you should handle that.
But to Greg's point, you know, obviously they're cinematically, I think they're going to be shooting some of these matches from everything you read. They're going to be, doing some things that we've never seen done before on a WrestleMania. So that, I guess, you know, to that point, that we should be excited about that. just because of the unknown.
What other matches do we believe will be outside the Performance Center? Funhouse, Boneyard, Last Man Standing can go anywhere.
Yep, Last Man Standing can go anywhere.
Hand sanitizer on a pole.
Love that match. Point. Oh, that's big. Zach, what are you most looking forward to?
That's topical.
I'll interpret that question as what match could succeed in this empty arena format. And I actually think Becky versus Shayna has the best chance to do that, because that to me is the most of like a spiritual successor to like a Terry Funk versus Jerry Lawler empty arena match. You have Shayna Baszler, who's the crazy, wild, violent Terry Funk type. I don't think you really need as much of the, I mean, every match always needs a crowd psychology to be really successful. But I think if any match is going to succeed, I think you don't need the crowd to get the heat that Shayna Baszler needs in that match. I think there are other matches that will suffer with the lack of the crowd. I think a lot of them probably will, but
all of them.
I could see that one being really, really successful with an empty. Sorry, what was that?
I said all of them.
No, but I think Shayna versus Becky has a chance to be like really brutal and super violent and really entertaining, even in the setting.
I will go with, I think the best match, given the circumstance, will be Edge and Randy. I think that the two of them are good enough and know each other well enough and trust each other enough that they can do some really badass beating down of each other outside the ring. And it allows Edge, instead of having to do like lots of moves, it can be very just punch heavy and foreign object heavy. And I think it's a good situation for Edge to be in. And I think those guys, frankly, the experience will work to their advantage. Now, you could argue those are two guys who have not worked in front of an empty building in a very, very long time. And maybe there's some other people that would do better. But I just have a lot of faith in Edge and Randy. I know the last couple of weeks weren't as hot, obviously, as when they were still in arenas. But the first month of this story was so damn good. I think there's a chance that from this Mania, you walk away from it. And what we always talk about is like, oh, yeah, that's the Edge and Randy Mania. That was what happened. That's my hope for them.
I think it'll be wrestled well, but I worry that Edge, I think Edge really feeds off the crowd, I think, even more than some other talents.
Right.
So I think
just pulling up the hair and the facials.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think his energy, I think it will be technically sound. I think you're right. I think they trust each other enough for it to be, you know, an athletic, you know, athletic wise, a great match. But I think heat wise, I think they're going to lose some, especially Ed.
But one has to ask yourself, does Edge have the requisite amount of grit?
I don't get it.
Guys, they're going to do great spots.
That's what the promos have been built upon, is that Edge doesn't have grit.
The requisite grit. Is it called a requisite grit match, by the way?
Yeah, you gotta have the grit.
Yeah, you gotta have requisite grit.
Guys, they can do whatever. Sorry, I gotta be honest. They could do whatever move they want. They could do a kickflip McTwist, okay, in the ring on 25 chairs and off the rafters. There's no one there to react to it. It's going to be ridiculous. It doesn't matter. They can break 300 tables in the match. It doesn't matter. It's going to look like a rehearsal.
But what did you think about the halftime match between Foley and Rock? You thought it was ridiculous?
Yes. I thought it was ridiculous.
You don't
enjoy. Come on. Absurd.
So, I mean, I got to tell you, why even tune in? If you've completely given up that these guys could do anything, I mean, you have now gone from Greg being the most ludicrous on this subject to, I think you're the most ludicrous on the subject.
Greg's excited.
Yeah, and I thought that.
We've never seen this before. Why not? We've never seen
it
before.
For the kickoff show.
Would you think this show had a shot if I were to tell you, you know what? You never know. You'll never believe who they brought back. They brought back the Warrior. He's coming back.
Didn't I say the other day they should bring back the Ultimate Warrior?
If they brought back the Ultimate Warrior, would you be excited for this show? No.
The only thing that could save this show for Dip is a Warlord run-in.
Yeah. What if that happens?
I've been literally going down the rabbit hole in Powers of Pain promos.
Let me ask you, what's the best Powers of Pain promo?
There's one from Primetime in 88 when the warlord when the warlord has like the little like horn hair. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, it was big.
So by the way, so Dipperstein can watch something from the late 80s that by all standards of what good entertainment is basically horrid. I mean, like, if someone walked in the room during one of these promos, they'd be like, oh my God, what are you watching? And you will love that and say it's going to be great, but you've ruled out that any of these matches, no matter how they're produced, can be good this weekend.
The only one, in my opinion, that can be good is the Funhouse match. And the Taker match and the Funhouse match, I completely agree, have potential to be awesome. But when I saw the way that they edited Elias's fall from the balcony the other day, I'm not sure I have a ton of faith in the editing potential of, you know, of the pre-recorded matches.
That match is going to suffer the most, by the way. I mean, that was going to be a popcorn match, even if it was at a stadium filled with fans. But Elias versus King Corbin, who's not going to leave their living room when that's on?
Oh, it's going to be the urination match of the century.
Yeah, walk the dog.
Oh, yeah.
The dog can walks. I? Let me.
Our dogs are going to urinate during that match.
So many dogs. Can I just a second shout out to what nobody really is talking about is Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins, empty arena.
Would anyone be talking about it? There's no story. It's nothing. One guy doesn't like the other guy. There's no story.
Yeah, but just the idea of those two and their backgrounds and being like the like indie guys before NXT was a thing. Yeah. Like to me, there's a lot of yes, the story hasn't necessarily been overtly told, but yeah. if you've been following anything at all, like if you've been following their trajectory at all, there's like intrigue to it, at least for me. Like
not
to
in see the mid-card. Not in the mid card. There's intrigue as a main event. There's no intrigue on the mid card.
No, I think it's subtly being billed as Kevin Steen versus Tyler Black. And the people who are interested in that know that it's being subtly billed that way. And that's the intrigue.
Yeah,
agreed.
Obviously, like, it would be cool, like, a history package, like, showing all that footage of, like, those two being, like, the faces of the indie scene before, like, the modern indie scene. And, you know, telling that story, it's not really WWE style to do that. But again, like just the fact, like those two guys in the ring, knowing their history and where they came from, like, I think it's going to be fun. I think that match is going to be fun and a sleeper to steal the show potentially.
I like that. I like that call. I may steal that for the kickoff show. I think that's a good call.
To piggyback a little bit off of what you said with those two, I mean, WWE did a video, I think it was a Kevin Owens DVD or something like that, but he talks about when he first gets to WWE, how like Seth Rollins never really believed in him. Like when he debuted against Cena, they told him not to say anything. He tells Seth and Seth like flips out, storms out of catering just because he's that angry that Kevin Owens is getting these opportunities. And he doesn't feel like he deserves it. So, I mean, I feel like if you're right, if they have built into that story a little bit more, fans might be interested.
That's definitely a match.
Peter?
What do you say?
I don't think so.
Is that Shoemaker right there in your
house? No. This is the master of the, this is the master of the hot dog chicken showdown. Bear the dog.
First, that's who really lost in all of this COVID-19 stuff.
Well, the hot dog chicken showdown?
Yeah.
Which was supposed to happen already. Bear, this is your first video appearance on Cheap Heat. You want to say anything?
Woo!
Bear is very, very excited for Rhea Charlotte. He's been saying all week. Although he feels terrible for Drew McIntyre.
I heard Bear is a big Otis mark.
By the way, isn't everybody?
I love Otis.
Zach, how did you get that background?
It's Midge.
I flew down here, brother. Flew JetBlue right straight to Tampa. It is gorgeous here.
What did they serve on Mint this week in the midst of all this craziness? What are they serving on Mint?
We've actually we've stopped serving the food on Mint just for the time being because of the pandemic. But the flight was smooth.
I hear the airline industry is doing tremendous business right now. True or false?
we're hanging in there.
Stop yourself.
Oh.
Stimulus package, baby.
Guys, I'm starving. What crap should I eat?
Yeah, have some chips.
Done.
You know, the popcorn guy is actually walking right by. It is gorgeous down here in Tampa.
I'm honestly, just to have a moment while literally, like, while the death count is just insane and this is literally the craziest thing any of us have ever lived through, let's just take a moment for me and Dip, at least, to complain about just how annoying it is that this week in Tampa didn't happen. I was so looking forward to it. Dip,
it was going to be Midge.
The hotel looked so Midge. A pool overlooking the ocean. It
was the hotel?
The Marriott.
On the river. It was like on the water, and it looked awesome. It wasn't one of those
like repug Marriotts. It was like one of the Mage Marriotts.
Oh yeah, Mage.
It was one of the levels.
It was Marriott Plus.
Oh, this does look nice. Over.
Yeah,
the Tampa Marriott Water Street. This does. This looks very nice.
Yeah. Oh no.
Well, I couldn't wait to eat shrimp cocktail on fleek.
I wonder how many Bonvoy points I could get at this place. I bet a lot of Bonvoy points.
You should swing by there tonight after the show, since you're down there anyway.
I'm gonna go over there,
Peter. Peter, just so you know, I was planning on paying for everything.
I would have accepted it. It was my big return. I was going to be getting congratulations and welcome backs galore. It was going to be glorious. But we can have a Zoom party. We'll all watch Mania together regardless. Dip, I realize, I said to Ted yesterday, why not invite Ted over and sit in your backyard 10 feet apart and watch Mania?
No one's coming over my house. Only we then.
Oh, we switch snacks.
Wait, you won't let anyone even come sit in your backyard?
Nah. What are you, nuts?
No.
I would do that.
I invited Shoemaker over because, you know, Shoemaker and I live in the same neighborhood. Shoemaker and Dom have apparently escaped to, I swear to God, this is true. They escaped to Pennsylvania Amish country.
Is that true?
That's the literally the only way you can survive this is to do.
I heard Turks and Caicos. Not only Turks, Caicos as well.
Really?
I heard just Turks.
No, I heard Tobago. They were doing just a Tobago trip.
About Trinidad and Tobago.
It's one or the other for me.
No, that was my favorite line. That was my favorite line when the U.S. lost to them in an important soccer game. That it was just a little too much Tobago. But by the way, did Shoemaker, is that actually true, or did he just make that up so we could avoid doing this Zoom?
Yeah.
No, I think that's actually true. I think they like found like a cheap rental and they literally went out to Pennsylvania Amish country to escape.
You got to get out.
Well, they have great deals on quilts.
Listen, Dip, with WrestleMania, with you not going down, who are you going to miss at the hotel bar most?
Great question.
Is it a run in with Tucker?
No.
From Heavy Machinery?
I got to be honest, Strowman.
You like Strowman at the bar?
At the bar?
Yeah, watching that guy grip a bottle of beer is, I mean, the man, it's Andrea Jace.
I gotta call BS. I think it's none of the current talent. I will never forget when we were sitting in that bar in downtown Brooklyn after SummerSlam one year, and when Razor walked into the bar, I didn't know it was humanly possible for someone's jaw to drop that far down. I mean, you're not looking forward to seeing any current talent. It's these legends that you get all hyped up for, these 80s and 90s legends.
I don't know. You ever see Tony Nese walk into a bar?
I see.
Oh, you're a bad guy.
No, I agree. I agree. Except Razor has to stop wearing that drippy blazer. The blazer with the drips. It's not my, my favorite thing.
He's committed to the gimmick. He can't.
So are you saying...
By the way, hold on. Let's talk about how Scott Hall's outfits have evolved, like in his like older version of himself.
But what is Scott Hall wearing right now? What's his main thing?
His outsider's outfits, his Razor outfits were major. Okay.
Yeah.
And now like, it's like repug versions of like outsider clothes.
His gear.
Like,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
The drippy blazer and like, he's one of my favorites.
Ted has like a men's store that's all drippy NWO blazers.
That he should do that. Ted should open that. Oh,
shout out to Ted.
By the way, you know what, Dip? I think I can reveal this story now on the air, and Ted will hear it as I tell it. I think I can tell this Ted story. I think we can celebrate last year, the most repug WrestleMania for me for a variety of reasons. But when we were at the bar that night, and Ted was there with his friends, and Ted, it was his Dip. That was his first time at a full blown crazed Mania situation, right?
He was drunk.
But was this his first time?
Yeah.
Full blownsies.
So it's his first time being in like a bar situation like this. You know, he went from being, Ted was, before Ted's real, like the business started picking up huge for Wrestling for Sale. And by the way, if you have not, treat yourself while we're going through this time, go to Wrestling for Sale, go to either his Instagram page or his website. And he has incredible stuff right now. So go to Wrestling for Sale.
I can't even keep up with it. It's so mad.
He's out of control.
Did you see the Barry Horowitz he posted today?
It sold, but it was
$400 and would have fit me like a nightshirt, but I was considering it anyway.
You get it altered. You get it tailored.
He has ridiculous stuff right now. But anyways, so Ted's sitting there.
It's a spite store.
And he's starting to, Did you guys hear the podcast a couple weeks when I referred to AEW as a spite store? But he's sitting at our table and he's getting a little freaked out, and I'm like, oh no, I've seen this before. He's losing it. There's too many legends near us. And then Pat Patterson comes and sits down at our table, which is like, for me and Dip at this point, and SGG too, the most regular thing that could happen during Mania weekend is Pat Patterson sitting at a table with you.
It's almost like enough already with Pat Patterson.
he's such a regular dude. It was just, and Ted looks over. I feel bad. When I tell this story, it's going to be stuck to him like glue for the rest of his life, but it's so good.
It must be told.
It's too good. I don't know why I've held out this long. It's not like it's actually that embarrassing. It's just amazing. And he looks over and he keeps looking at Pat Patterson, and I'm like, dude, keep it together, buddy. Keep it together. And he goes, no. It's not that I'm a mark like that. It's just that I love the Intercontinental Championship.
That's so sincere. I love it.
He meant it sincerely. No, dude, it's not what you think. I'm not some sort of crazy mark. I'm just obsessed with the Intercontinental title. It's just that. Oh, I love it. And we're not going to have any stories like that this year, which is a bummer, but hey, I digress.
Yeah. I mean, in the last decade, what WWE has turned WrestleMania into, with like the festival kind of feel to it, like the whole weekend is built around WrestleMania, like that's the part that's the unsung part that's really such a bummer about all of this, because that whole weekend of events is so much fun, not just WWE sanctioned stuff, but the fact that the whole town becomes this like WrestlePalooza. Shout out to the AWA, but
WrestleCon is the greatest thing of all time.
It's so much fun. I mean, I went to 5 straight WrestleManias with Peter. Shout out to our friendship, but it's so much fun.
It's so good, and think about how many other talents. Like, and promoters, this is such a huge week for them. It's not just the loss for WWE. I mean, it's all these indie shows, so many things. Everyone was there. Everyone was scheduled to be there. There was so much stuff, and it's just all wiped out.
Peter, have you talked to Wale about his disappointment?
No, I'm sure he's disappointed galore.
It's the showcase of the Immortals.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Showcase of
the saving grace is, how major is next year in Los Angeles going to be? I mean,
yeah, huge.
It's going to be the biggest. It's going to be the biggest ever.
It's a really good point. And here's the part I think Dip is missing overall in this, is he's thinking about like match quality and the crowd reacting and the stories. I'm just thinking about this weekend is going to stand out. It's going to be this thing we remember forever, this bizarro WrestleMania, and that's interesting alone. And if you get a few great matches, that's awesome. And then next year you turn around and assuming we're all still alive, next year is maybe the most major WrestleMania of all time.
Yeah.
It's not a trip for me though, unfortunately. You know what I mean?
It's the next year in Jerusalem of wrestling.
That's right. But Dip, I forgot about that. It's not a trip for you, which is disappointing for you.
At Dipperstein Towers though.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody can come to you.
Exactly.
As weird as this year's WrestleMania will be, though, it still will not be as weird as WrestleMania 9, which will continue to be the weirdest WrestleMania.
Although, I'm going to say this right now. So this week, I went on a crazy streak. I watched 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I'm on 14. And when I say watch, I slept through a lot of parts of this. But I went in order and would fall asleep, get up, watch, whatever. 9 is the weirdest. It's not the worst. I'm wrong about that. I've always said it's the worst. It gets worse. 11
is the worst.
11 is the worst.
11
is the worst.
25 years ago today was 11, and it was the worst.
Because the attraction was LT.
It's horrifying.
It was in like a civic center somewhere, right? Hartford?
Hartford Civic Center. And not only, and by the way, the other flip side to it, it's not just LT, which is repug. All due respect, God bless the dead, Bam Bam Bigelow was main eventing. Like, all of it's repug as a main event.
I'm defending Bam Bam Bigelow. I got to stand up for my man, Bam Bam. Yeah, he's from the East Asbury Park Zone.
He's big.
That was the mainstream, like, headline-grabbing main event. But what was the title match?
Boink was in there?
No, wasn't it Undertaker Sid?
It was Shawn Michaels and Diesel. No, Undertaker and Sid is 13. Diesel and Shawn Michaels.
Oh, Diesel.
Was, 11.
Diesel and Shawn Michaels.
Wasn't it Undertaker with the mask? Or was that 12? No.
It was, who did Undertaker have that year?
Sid?
No, we just said that.
Diesel?
No.
No, Diesel was 12.
It was Diesel Shawn.
Oh, Bundy.
Right.
Bundy.
He had Bundy when Bundy was with DiBiase.
Million Dollar Corporation, yeah.
Which is a bizarre thing because you forget Bundy came back. But, it's Diesel versus Shawn for the title, and that's with Jenny McCarthy and Pam Anderson. Yeah. And Diesel retains. They don't even change the belt.
Yeah, it's not.
The title.
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not great. And by the way, though, but it was a huge night for New Jersey between Bam Bam and Bundy. My God, what a night.
What is this snack reserve that you're dipping into? No pun intended.
Who? Dip?
Love Skinny Pop. Big Skinny Pop guy.
Dip is fishing for endorsement deals.
Hey, Dip, do us a favor. Are you on your phone, Dip?
Yeah, no, I'm on my laptop.
Oh, I was going to say, you should walk around your house and show everyone how much booze you have. The man has been getting free booze every time he has a party, and it's like a friggin' liquor store in there. It is psychosis. All you have is snacks and liquor. Like, you're only equipped for a party of 30 people or more. No normal food exists in the house.
No, but I've been home for 3 weeks almost. Not as much liquor as they used to be.
You're like Road Warrior Hawk.
By the way, Dip, you haven't commented. Am I not wearing a gorgeous garment right now?
Oh, it's stunning. It's an absolute.
Look at this stunning garment.
Is that Gucci?
Gucci adjacent. But yes,
it's too big for one screen.
Did you guys know that WrestleMania this year is too big for just one night?
Have they announced the breakdown of what's on what's happening on what night?
No. Because guess what? I really want to know that information for my job this weekend, and I do not know that information.
Wow.
Kevin Owens make a point of saying he was wrestling Seth on Saturday?
Did he say that? Well, you're the stat guy. Tell us.
He said Saturday multiple times on
really?
Monday.
Okay.
So at least that's one match we know is happening on Saturday. Or
I heard Sunday is just cruiserweights.
Oh, that would be Midge. I have a prediction right now. Based on Goldstein being gone and what you told me about Shoemaker and then you saying Goldstein, you got to get out of there. It like popped into my head. And then both of my parents have texted me in the last half hour. I feel like I'm about to get the, you need to leave.
You're safe in your apartment. You go to the grocery store. You go to your apartment. You're fine.
I don't know. I have 600. There's 600 units in my building. It's not exactly Nobody's here.
Yeah. Luckily, I mean, here's the thing. I don't want to give too much away, but you're not jumping on an elevator every day, which is a good thing in terms of your building.
No elevator. That's a good thing. I don't touch anything in the house, in the apartment.
But you have Bear, like, love him to death, but that you,
no, to death.
Requires you to.
I might be to death. I have, loving him might kill me, is what you're saying.
Right.
So you might have to get rid of
Bear. I'm just saying that you have to walk him, so that's, you know, walking outside, which is fine. You just have to really avoid people, and obviously your new gimmick of yelling out of your apartment window at people, not social distancing, you know, has been great. But look, I don't judge anybody.
Everyone loves it.
You're safe where you are, but you know, the numbers just came out about all the Upper West Side neighborhoods. Did you see those?
No. What? That's why my parents texted me. This is definitely
my zip code 10025, which is pretty.
Where did you find this, by the way?
There's these weird, like, email blast things, that I'm signed up to for the Upper West Side because I'm a nerd, but it's called West Side. I'll forward it to you.
Forward it to me now. Okay.
But, my zip code had the highest. It was like 254 cases just in my zip code.
Andrew's watching OAN. That's what he's getting.
What, and what, what about, tell me mine. People can know my zip code.
I have to look it up. I'll hit you offline.
Oh, that's probably why they're calling. Now, SGG, you're going to Philly, right? You're not coming back.
Yeah, no, I'm out of here.
Oh, no.
Damn. I've been gone for a while.
Harlem Heat's gone. Bad News is gone. SGG is gone.
Gone.
Harlem is empty.
From the, because I've never been to the Dipperstein compound, but through his window, it looks like there's a shack where Bray Wyatt lives.
That's where they filmed the Funhouse match.
It's a luxurious fence.
Now, I have a question. Am I even legally allowed to leave town and go stay somewhere else right now?
But when you're checking at state borders.
When you get there, you have to quarantine for 14 days. Like, we're on strict, like, we have to now self-quarantine for another 14 days. Because I joined some people that we weren't with, you know, Jamie's family. And so now we are sort of on lockdown for another 14 days.
From them? Or with them?
Well, no, we're all together. So now we together have to quarantine for 14 days. Like before we can even think about going to a store with like masks and gloves is sort of how we're operating.
You're going to come, Peter, you're going to come to me.
You think so?
Yes. Come to me.
I have someone I'd have to bring. I can't bring him on a plane.
The dog?
Yeah.
You can't fly.
Bring the dog.
I can't. And also, I think the point would be that I drive somewhere. I want to avoid planes.
You got to get in a car.
I have a car. Yeah. I can just get my car and go somewhere.
I'll wipe you down with Lysol wipes.
No need to avoid planes. The planes are flying.
The planes are flying. The planes are good.
Good call, Zach. That is true. This is insane. This whole thing is at. Let's not go down there. Let's just stay.
So you're saying you don't want to be jet flying. You only want to be limousine riding.
Correct. Yeah. It's the time for limousine riding, not for jet flying. It's very.
Are they putting you up in a hotel up there in Stamford for the two nights?
I am choosing to drive and come back both days.
That seems ridiculous to me.
No way. Are you crazy?
No, it doesn't.
What do you know? Hold on. Right. Zach, you may be the guy. Do you know what's going on? Why would I go stay in a rent? What do you want me to do? To get a car service and then go sleep in a hotel? I'm driving in my own car and I'm coming right back to my apartment.
Exactly.
All I know is Florida is beautiful.
Look, well, you know how safe you are in that empty stadium. But Goldstein, you think that's the right path, correct?
I thought you're sleeping on a cot in the tracks facility in Connecticut. No, I think that's the safest bed is to always sleep in your own bed, get back to your apartment, and in your car and your apartment are your safe zones.
Now, I did look, like, I started looking up places to rent in Stamford, Greenwich, in that area. I was like, can I just, like, get a home and stay out here? Because why not? Why not be attached to mainland and have a yard that Baird can go out in? But I didn't really see anything that felt worthwhile.
Did you check Joey Abs and Pete Gass's listings?
Stop yourself.
I should see if Pete Gass could put me up. Do you think it would seem aggressive? Do you think it would seem aggressive if I hit up, I sent an email up the chain, and I was like, hey guys, I know I just got welcome back to WWE and I'm really happy to be back. Is it possible the chairman has extra space? I really need to get out of the city.
Like a pool house?
I promise not to sneeze once. We can sit outside by the pool and write for weeks. Now,
what street is Pete Gas on? Is that Mean Street?
Yeah. Here's my question. I mean, you gotta believe that this is Vince's nightmare just in terms of the germ situation. Vince is so vascular and there's no way he's respiratorily challenged.
No. Those are big lungs.
The blood is running on him.
Yeah, believe me, he's fine. Now, but I will say, what do you think is going to happen after Mania? Because I have heard speculation that I think they're changing rules in Florida. I think they changed rules this week about gathering in Florida.
That's why they shot WrestleMania early, right? They pre-taped everything because they were putting down lockdown or
stay
mass
home
gathering.
So then what do you think happens after Mania? Do you think they start?
Whoa, Mage. Dip.
What do you do? Let's see. Where's Dip? Dip, what are you doing?
Oh, wow. Akeem, I'm watching one of the best Akeem promos ever.
If you zoom in,
the flick.
unless WWE can move from the Performance Center to a mega church, I think they might have to shut down.
Right.
You know, they need to get to Mania and then just shut it down and then ride it out.
And by the way, they could do really cool stuff after Mania, though. You can show old content and do FaceTime interviews and still do cool stuff on TV with old content.
Dude, that's what I've been saying, is the WWE, more so than any entity on the planet, has so much archive. Like, they could be building, like, the best sort of retrospective shows, like all those docs that they've produced. Like, if in the Raw time slot for who knows, 5 weeks, we get like the best of their docs, I feel like we have 30 for 30s that rate through the roof. You don't think one of those WWE docs in primetime on USA would crush?
But you know, they're not
in
showing
this environment.
They're not showing a lot of the 30 for 30s on live TV because it's a driver for ESPN Plus. Same thing for the network. Those docs are a driver for network subs, so they have to keep at least most of those exclusive.
By the
way, they don't do a lot of that.
I'm telling you this right now.
Yeah, but this.
Even if I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead, SGG. Say it again.
No, I was saying WWE has so many of those docs that they could do. Like, it's.
I mean,
some that aren't even on the network that they could just
look at the numbers that Dark Side of the Ring is doing.
How'd they do last week?
It's the biggest numbers that Viceland has ever seen.
It's. I didn't love the New Jack episode.
It was okay.
I don't that New Jack story does not interest me.
What did they do next week with Brawl for All? I mean, what's the story there?
I have not seen the New Jack episode yet. I'm going to try and watch it tonight. But when I was a huge ECW fan, which you know I was massive in ECW. I was terrified of New Jack.
Well, that's why I enjoyed the episode. It's not great, but if you're someone, the audience that they're getting, I don't think. Even big wrestling fans, I don't think, are that familiar with New Jack. And if you're not, you're going to be drawn in because it's insane.
I wanted to interview him once for a piece on .com, and I was told, do not call New Jack, because once you open up the can of worms to call New Jack, you will never not hear from New Jack again. He will call you incessantly every day.
I'm excited for the Dino Bravo episode.
Oh, yeah,
That's the one.
I mean, you know, that whole story is like so underreported in terms of like.
I don't know anything. Do you know anything about it? Oh, I barely know anything.
Yeah. He was allegedly involved in the Canadian cigarette trade mafia.
Right.
He was laundering money with cigarettes.
Yeah, and so it was a hit, like in broad daylight in his apartment.
Yeah, that's all I know too, is like the very basic. So I'll be very curious to see how much of the story they have. Like,
well, the Snuka episode too.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That'll be interesting. But,
and for the record, though, dude, I know this may sound ridiculous. If they came out on an episode of Monday Night Raw and for 3 hours ran WrestleMania 3, it would rate. People will stop by. You will get, now for the hardcore fans.
Nostalgia.
Yeah, most of us will just keep it on, right? And you do it like dinner in a movie where when it goes to commercial, you have a couple of people talking. And then you get so many people like my brother who haven't watched in 20 years who, if they went by, would stop and watch. I think they have a lot of options.
You notice how Peter's suggestion involves, like, hosted raps?
Shoulder content, if you will.
Yeah, shoulder content. You got to, you know, just to fill in the gaps.
You know, where would you get someone local who would just come in and maybe shoot something like that?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, the move with putting WrestleManias on ESPN and FS1 with all of that, all of their content all week, it's just like the template for what USA and Fox should, I think, could be doing in the event that WWE kind of goes dark for the first time in history.
You turn on a Friday night on network TV, and you have an old WrestleMania, Stone Cold WrestleMania on. People are going to stay on that. I'm telling you, that it would do well.
If you put Hogan and Rock on,
what?
It's going to go. Yeah, it would be crazy. If you put old Bring It to the Tables.
Oh my! On, yes.
In the 8 o'clock hour on USA.
Are you serious? That would be incredible. Think about that. That'd think about the insane heat with Mauro and JBL. Speaking of JBL, got to admit, for all the trash we talk about the Hall of Fame, this was actually a good Hall of Fame class. Like, I think this would have been a Hall of Fame show that still would have gone too long and everyone wanted to kill themselves, but way less than most years. I think it would have been really a pretty good show.
So when do you think they get to them?
I think they're going to do it at SummerSlam, would be my guess, if possible. But JBL speech will be made when it eventually happens.
Oh, yeah.
The NWO part was shady for me, just, you know, like not having Bischoff. I felt like Bischoff needed to be part of that induction. We've had this argument over text of like who really is the original, whether it's factual or not. Perception wise, the original NWO includes Eric Bischoff to me. And so for him not to be included in that induction was weird, you know, for me. But to see those guys would have been cool. Obviously, all four are amazing talkers, so that would have been good. And then who else was in the?
The Bellas.
And David.
Jushin Thunder Liger. Known for his promos.
What I was predicting with Davey Boy was obviously Davey Boy, Harry was going to speak, and he is so mage in terms of what he's able to do in the ring, and they kind of like wasted their opportunity with him early in his career, that it would be like Vince would see him. It was the opportunity, the way Cody with Dusty's speech kind of put Cody on the radar for Vince. I feel like Harry would get back on the radar for Vince with whatever he was going to say in public about his father and given that WWE platform.
I agree. That would have been a cool moment.
When I was there,
Brett though inducting him, I thought.
Say it again.
Wasn't it going to be Brett inducting him?
Right, yeah. but perhaps the intro would have been done by his son and Natty.
Had they announced Brett as inducting him?
Yeah, I think they did.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's official.
Did they announce the guy who was going to attack Brett from the crowd?
Yeah, and by the way, speaking of which, Brett, which is a reminder of how often Brett is there. Like,
yeah.
I just feel like, and you know how much I love Brett, but I mean, I feel like it would be, having his son do it would be cool, especially when his son looks like him. I don't know.
I mean, first of all,
his daughter's outspoken.
Harry is so mage in the ring. He used to just sit at TV, and they just, when I was there in 2006, he was at every TV, and he would just sit in the stands, and nobody would talk to him, and he was never used, and it was never explained why. And so all these, to like a dozen years later, to like be given another WWE platform to like be like, hey guys, like let's go. Because he could be super big with the WWE machine behind him.
What was that? And you're saying he would sit in the crowd during a show?
Not during the show, but I'm
beforehand.
Like
he would just be sitting around and not talking to anyone else.
You know, I'm sure you see it. Those guys, like those talents that are just there but not used for weeks at a time.
Yeah, his run was a bummer.
Zach, I'll have an everything and a garlic.
Oh, you got it. Light scallion.
Yeah, scallion cream cheese.
Lender, you look like a different person with no beard.
Yeah, I can't believe you got rid of the beard.
Yeah, Zach, this is crazy.
It looked
Big. It was too big, and I couldn't go to the barbershop. I was going to go to the barbershop the day after we started quarantining.
How long until the beard's back in full effect? How long are you? A month?
3 weeks.
I'll do a sesame scooped out light cream cheese Nova tomato, please.
Scooped out the thin man of the century.
Do you have scallion cream cheese?
I have veggie and I have horseradish.
By the way, for those of you listening to the podcast, Zach has changed his background from Raymond James Stadium to a bagel shop, and for some reason, it's perfect and it looks real. Like this is your actual Zach. You should just do this. I would put your bagel shop over so much. You could sell Ted's extra inventory as well. Sell old wrestling shirts.
Come for a sesame or a vintage Hogan.
Exactly.
You could open right next to H&H and be a Spite bagel store.
That'd be big. Now, what did you guys think of the Curb finale? SGG, were you into the Curb finale?
I loved it.
Yeah, no, I loved it. I did.
I loved
the whole season
too.
Was Mage.
I thought the finale was great. I heard like mixed reviews. I loved it. Dip, what did you think?
No, I loved every second of it. I ate it up. I ate it like a dessert. It was such a pleasure to have it back. The whole
enough season. Of nothing. That baby well, was too,
I
like
think,
the
I think I. I think I texted you guys this, but I love the episode, but there was a real lack of Cheryl and Ted.
I know. I didn't like that. I wanted them in the end.
Where was Cheryl and Ted, who were such a big part of the early part of the season, that was such a big part of the storyline? And there was no Richard, which I was okay with because Richard had his big finale like an episode or two prior.
No, that's a great point about Cheryl and Ted, though. Like, there was early in the season – after episode one, you would have guessed that was the primary storyline.
Right.
Yeah.
And they did completely get away. Now, by the way, Zach, I'll pose this to you because you're the most likely to have seen it. Did any of you guys see the Mage Limited Curb merch that came out?
What?
Oh, my.
What?
I just saw it today, and it's completely gone. It doesn't even exist.
I'll get it. What is it?
I'm talking, of course, don't worry. I've already DM'd the company who did it and they're looking for me to see if they have my size. It's this company, Mad Happy.
What is it? What's the merchandise?
They did an official Curb hoodie. That's the logo. And on the back says, Oi with like a picture of his face.
I'll get it.
Oh my God. This is amazing. I'm looking at it now.
And Dip, it's not going to be the kind of thing that the Hollywood people have. It's going to be done by these Fakakta. Well, that's not Fakakta. I actually think this company looks pretty Mage, but it's done by like a Mage company and they just like, it was limited to dish. I doubt these were just like sent out to people.
Stop. Do you trust me to get that? I can get it.
I trust you, Jays. Hopefully I'll hear back from the guy again, but he hit me up today. So it is, go look it up though. It's gorgeous. Zach, did you have a heart attack just now?
I'm looking at it now. What I'm loving is the Latte Larry's merchandise. I want a Latte Larry's hat.
I have a mug. My mother bought me a mug.
But I have a question. Is the regular stuff that people have, I think that's all bootleg, the stuff people are buying.
Yeah, it's Etsy.
Right. Come on. What are you, an animal? Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Ugh.
I'm back. We lost me for a second, but I'm back. I lost power.
We were talking about the limited Curb Your Enthusiasm merch that I saw online.
Yeah, I think I sent
watching
you.
Watching Diamond Dallas Page drive the Rhythm and Blues down the aisle right now.
Ah, that's a mage moment. Up, and you're drinking a beer. He's going and going and going.
He's on the Zoom twice.
Goldstein, you're here twice now?
No, I moved to the laptop. I moved to the laptop because the phone was out of power.
All right. Okay. At WrestleMania is this Saturday and Sunday, in case you're not aware. Are we going to all get together and watch this shindig?
Yeah.
We have to, right? We have to.
Are you going to have Corey on the Zoom?
Maybe you'll have Corey Graves on the Zoom. All I want to do is I'm a Zoom, Zoom, Zoom.
Are you zooming and zooming?
I mean.
Could you have Mike Adamly on the Zoom?
Ooh. Or possibly Scott Stanford?
Ooh, he's around. I see him on LinkedIn.
Chambers? Can we get Chambers on the Zoom?
That would be big. That, you know what? I really wonder how many people are going to be there, and I wonder how far away Graves and I will be. I believe I will make sure to be a solid 6 feet. I'm going for it. Right? I mean, what am I going to do? I'm not going to be 4 feet from someone. So I have to be six.
It's a big desk.
I think we're standing. I think we're standing, so we should be good.
Oh, okay. Then I think it's weirder if you're standing to be farther apart. At least if there's a desk, you have a structure to kind of work with. If you're standing 6 feet apart, what kind of camera angle?
Oh, no, Corey and I have done those awkward 6 feet apart before on the Raw 25 show that we did. Because there's like a big
comfort.
There's a big screen behind you. It's a little bit distant, but it's fine. Now, did you guys watch NXT last night? Anyone?
Not yet.
What happened? I just saw Sam Roberts was trending. What happened with Sam? Did he call a match?
Sam was color commentary for the whole show.
Wow! Shout out to Sam.
Yeah, I was very excited for him. So it was him and Tom, and this is the thing that drives me crazy about wrestling fans. I cannot stand how many of them hate someone but insist it's turn off the TV heat, and it's not because they're leaving it on. They're lying 100%. Say what you want. Yeah. Sam has legitimate heat. People actually hate him. Now, and they're not turning off the show. They're not. So, like, I read people's comments about it, and it's fine that they hate him. You should hate him. He acts kind of obnoxious. But to pretend as if, like, we have to give the caveat, though, of no, not in a good way. It's in the worst way possible. I just feel like people don't understand that they're being worked when they're being worked.
Was he playing heel announcer?
Yeah.
Was he Heenan? Was he Lawler in the 90s? That kind of thing?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't that far. He wasn't making, you know, jokes that you just go, you know. But he was taking his shots. I wouldn't go as far as saying he was like an all out heel announcer, but he certainly wasn't working good guy.
Right.
And I just think it's funny that, regardless of what people think about him, if it gets enough energy about you that you have to tweet about him multiple times, I'm sorry, it's not a bad thing. It's my entire radio career. I am still on the radio because on every show that I do, half the crowd absolutely hates my guts. Like, it's called why you do television radio.
In real life, half the people hate you.
That's exactly.
Who are these idiots?
It's all good.
I mean, we have six people in here. Half of us hate me.
Yeah. Three of the people
didn't
even
show. Yeah, Shoemaker wouldn't even show.
I know. Shoemaker wouldn't even show, exactly.
Here's something I wanted to ask all you guys.
Shoemaker has the whole Amish community hating you.
I know.
Here's something I wanted to ask all you guys. Did you see Paul Heyman's Instagram of him outside of the China Club in the 80s?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Why would he post this? It's clear they did not allow him into the China Club. He's standing outside.
I didn't see it yet. He's told me stories, though. He loves stories from the China Club. What did he post exactly?
It's just a photo of him. It's an amazing photo. It's, I don't know, 1988, this photo. And it's just Paul standing outside the China Club on the sidewalk.
It's got to be after that. It's early 90s. He's, look at it again.
You might be right.
It's not 80s Heyman. It's not 88 Heyman.
Yeah, I think it's early 90s.
Does he have
actually? It's hashtag 1991.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like 93.
91, it says.
91, all right.
It's pretty great.
Oh, not 88. Man. We know the errors of what he looked like.
If
it was 88, he probably still wouldn't get in.
A cell phone in his hand? Mage.
It's a sick picture.
Let's ask a big question here about what is upcoming. Do you think they finally pull the trigger on with putting the title on Braun Strowman going over Goldberg?
That would be Mage, dude.
I hope so.
You know what? Thank you for bringing that up because
this is what I do.
Okay. Thank you for bringing that up. Are you a reality producer? Because
no, it's the one TV I don't produce.
Yeah. That's what you are. But let me tell you something. That is the only thing. I'm going to go on record. Hot take. Braun Strowman winning the title over Goldberg is the only thing that can save WrestleMania this year.
Oh, Dip Bayless right here.
Yeah, look at that.
If Braun Strowman
Dip Bayless
Goldberg,
and Stephen A. Gregg. Sorry, keep going.
And if, just like if, that, he's back in.
If Braun Strowman beats Goldberg clean and wins the title, and they put him over big, and he has a, you know, it's a big moment. That's the, that is the only thing that can save the show.
I'm on board with that. Obviously, so much money I think has been left on the table with Braun Strowman. They heated him up so he was the hottest thing since Daniel Bryan.
Yep.
And the Yes Movement, and they cooled him off. They put him with Drew, and they put him with Dolph, and they turned him heel inexplicably, and then he was babyface, and then he was heel, and then he's flipping over cars and all this kind of stuff. The Intercontinental title, and he's winning tag team titles, and he's wrestling a kid, and it's just sort of been like a comedy of errors in terms of his push. But to heat him back up and to give him the spot against Goldberg, and for Goldberg to pass some kind of torch to him, to if you're going to have any kind of WrestleMania moment out of this odd circumstance, I think Dip is right. If you have the big, giant Braun Strowman on the turnbuckle pointing to the sign holding up the title, that's going to be pretty cool.
Is this match official?
I can deal with that. Yeah, of course.
It is.
What? You know what's really ironic about it? What's really ironic about it is what you're talking about, Goldstein, when Braun was super, super white hot, that was 2 years ago. And that was the moment to pull the trigger with Braun, anoint him, have your moment with Braun at the end of the show. And what did they decide to do? They decided to put Roman with Lesnar. And that was the match where he bled like crazy trying to get over. And now you have this ironic situation where we're 2 years later and it's Roman out of the match and Braun is in. So it does feel like a make good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's really cool. I would really love to see that.
It is the thing. Like when I first heard that was the match being proposed, it was posed to me in a way that like making it not sound good. And even though it's kind of obvious, it is sort of the best thing you can do. It's sort of a why not moment for Braun.
All
of a sudden it goes from no one was really thinking about him to it makes perfect sense for him to become champion.
What's the other title match?
Drew and Lesnar.
Drew and Lesnar. Yeah. That one's big.
Yeah.
But that's not going to be a title change. This is where you get the title change.
You don't think Drew's taking the title?
No.
Nah.
Not with no crap.
That would be shocking to me.
That would be so stupid if he did. Ugh.
You know what's really funny? I'm on the Wikipedia page for last year. There's a section on the Wikipedia page for last year's WrestleMania called the headline is just transit delays.
That's what I think of.
It's a whole section about the incompetence of the New Jersey Transit.
That was a huge narrative.
Rick Rude looked so mage against Snuka at WrestleMania 6.
Oh, yeah.
It was a specimen. Holy mackerel.
He
looks major.
He was the ravishing one.
That's a very quick match, right? Because I remember that being very quick.
It was the match before Hogan Warrior.
What are his tights at this WrestleMania?
Green. He looks major. His hair's mage. He's one of the greatest of all time. Ugh.
Dip, you know the best moment of that WrestleMania? I know you're going to say the Warrior title win, but I think the best moment of that Mania is one of the great moments in the history of wrestling, and that is the Jake the Snake promo right before the DiBiase match, which is I would put it in the top three promos of all time.
It's right
up there.
And by the way,
wallowing in the muck of avarice, he says. It's an incredible promo.
By the way, Dip, you guilted me just now and shame me. That match is not official yet.
It's official to, you know.
I know, that, but that's the opposite of official. It's not announced. It is still rumored.
It might be official by the time the people hear this.
Yeah, by the time they hear this, maybe tomorrow, but it's still listed as Goldberg Roman Reigns right now, even though Roman already put out a video announcing he's out. So I don't know what the holdup is. You would think that, wouldn't you think they would announce that as soon as possible if it is that match? Why not?
Well, did he actually announce that he's out, though?
Snuka is dead, right?
Yeah. Snuka is dead.
This entire card is dead. It's crazy how many dead.
SGG, what did you just ask?
I was going to say, did he come out and say that he's not at Mania, like straight up?
Well, he
I thought he alluded to it.
He put out a whole video defending making the decision for his family. So I don't know if in that video, I don't know if he actually said the words officially, but he put out.
Yeah, but how much can we trust any of these guys, right? They're always working unless they're not, right? So we'll see. I wouldn't be shocked if he actually did get written out of it.
People Magazine. I don't think People Magazine 2 days ago. Roman Reigns pulls out of WrestleMania 36. Quote: I made a choice for my family.
Yeah, I get all my wrestling news from People Magazine. I'm kidding. It's Pro Wrestling Illustrated AJ's.
No. It's PWI AJ's ask. But I'm pretty sure he's made it official, but no one else has. So. Oh, Pro Wrestling Sheet has a story. Roman Reigns will be removed from WrestleMania title match in a, quote, unique manner.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's from Triple H, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be a conversation at the Stamford Hilton with Pat Patterson.
That's right. Well, guys, it's a weird time. It's a weird week. Dip, what matches will you be watching to get you ready for Mania?
I've watched so much wrestling in the last 3 weeks. I know all of the storylines in mid-90s WCW. I've rewatched every Royal Rumble. I've watched almost every WrestleMania. I've watched so many prime times at this point. I had no idea how Mage 1986 was. I did, but I didn't.
That's my era. 86, 87, 88.
Hey, that's
86. I mean, you know how much CB Offie I've watched in the last 3 weeks? I have seen more CB Offie.
You're watching a lot of shows from the Boston Garden in 1986.
I've seen more Barry O.
Oh,
and
yeah.
CBI.
Oh yeah,
that's Randy Orton's uncle.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, let's reconvene on Saturday and watch the rest of
Sunday.
Both. Now, Goldstein.
Both too big.
Too big. It's too. You can't just do one night.
Yeah, it's too big for just one night.
You need two nights.
Now, Goldstein, will we be able to get you for WrestleMania during quarantine, or will you still be 45 minutes to an hour late no matter what?
to be determined.
He's pulled the Shoemaker confirmed.
No, he responded. Shoemaker would have just gone silent. I would have been like, hello? Hello? He just wouldn't have replied.
As long as everything starts after 7 p.m., I'm pretty good and available.
Well, I expect that you will be sitting around with the whole family, including child, watching the kickoff show at 6, obviously. And then,
I'm going to show Lev Uncle Peter doing what he does best.
Yeah, exactly.
For the company.
All right, guys. Anything else? Anyone have anything else they need to say?
The best match on WrestleMania 6 card was the Bolsheviks versus the Hart Foundation. I just want to put that out there while everybody was throwing out their picks.
Shout out to Boris Zukov.
Dip, do you want to complain about what Craig just said?
What did he say? I missed it. I was not saying it.
It's a psychotic retro take. Hit him with it, SUG.
The Bolsheviks versus the Hart Foundation, the best thing on WrestleMania 6. Just want to put that out there.
I don't even know what. Who is this guy?
Look, I think.
Find this guy originally. He's nuts.
I think the way to sign off here is for all of us to agree on one thing. And that is that this WrestleMania will be remembered as Despite WrestleMania.
That's right.
Complete Fight Mania.
All right, same age, guys.
Guys, stay safe.
Take it easy.
Yeah, take it easy.
Bret Hart is the greatest professional wrestler in the history of the art form.
Midge.